Liam Neeson. Oh man, I tell you what, dude. Liam Neeson. Well, he's a prominent actor in Hollywood. I mean, Hollywood. Found him. He's finding himself right now in some very, very, very hot water. With something I guess that happened. I think he said it was 40 years ago. So according to CNN here, it says that Liam Neeson appeared on Good Morning America on Tuesday in the wake of controversy, saying that he contemplated on carrying out a racist revenge attack after someone close to him was raped. Now, if you guys could please bear with me, I'm going to do my best Liam Neeson impression. He said, "I'm not racist. This was nearly 40 years ago." I don't even know if that sounds. I don't care. I'm going to still talk like him anyway. The actor reiterated a story that he shared with an interview with an independent during a press tour for his new movie, Cold Pursuit, which he said that the Tuesday is a dark comedy about revenge. Huh, I've never seen that. I don't think I've ever seen that. In the newspaper interview, Neeson began recounting a personal story after being asked about his film and his character, the character in his film turning to anger. He did not reveal who was attacked, but he said he found out when he was home from a trip. And he said, she handled the situation out of rape in an extraordinary way, Neeson told the newspaper, which published an audio excerpt. But my immediate reaction was, did she not know who it was? No. What color they were? She said it was a black person. Oh, man. He said, I went up and down the areas with a cosh, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. Ashamed to say that, but I did it for maybe a week. Hoping some... Neeson gestured air quotes with his fingers, according to the Independent, black bastard that would come out of a pub and have a go at me, you know, so that I could kill him. On Tuesday, he told Good Morning America's Robin Roberts, it really shocked me, this primal urge that I had. It shocked me and it hurt me. I did seek help. I went to a priest who heard my confession. So he went to he had to go to a priest to pray his hate for niggas away. I don't want to hate them anymore. I just want to I can't stand them. Oh man. The Taken Star. This is funny. The Taken Star said power walk. The Taken Star said power walking 2 hours a day and taking it out with friends who also helped him. So he had to power walk his hate for Negroes. That's imagine. Hey, you got to power walk because you hate black people that much, Liam Neeson? Jesus. No, Roberts pushed back, pointing out that Neeson asked about color. You didn't ask if the person was tall, short, big or small. You went immediately to race. The actor conceded that, but said that he did ask those other questions of his friend, who he said has since died. He said he would have had the same reaction if the rapist were white. Yeah, sure, we'll see about that. if she had said an Irish, Scott, Brit, Lithuanian, I know it would have done the same effect. I was trying to show honor, standing up for my friend in a terrible medieval fashion. Oh boy. Robin Roberts pointed out that pain some felt over Neeson's remarks, pointed out the pain someone have felt. What the hell? Roberts pointed out the pain that some have felt over Neeson's remarks and said that he hopes his comments will help people talk more openly about racism and bigotry. Violence breeds violence and bigotry breeds bigotry, he said. Well, and Robin, yeah, let me reread that part again. because now I understand what they were trying to say here. Roberts pointed out some of the pain that some have felt over. Who gives a fuck about what Liam Neeson? Who cares? Who cares if he doesn't like black people? Nobody cares. At least we know his true colors now at this point, you know. Hell of an actor. But this is honestly why you can't, you can appreciate an actor's work, but you can't liken them to the characters that they face. I mean, yeah, he plays an action hero, and I think he was Qui-Gon Jinn in Star Wars. But, dude, like, who cares? Nobody cares who the pain. That's the thing. We got to stop seeking acceptance, man, from white people, dude. Like, let me take that back. From white people who don't like us, okay? Who don't like us. Well, how do you feel pain because Liam Neeson doesn't like black people? Are you serious? That's just pandering right there. But of course, I expect that from Robin Roberts. But whatever, you know. I know she had a battle with cancer, so kudos to her. But, dude, this is not a good look, in my opinion. Yeah, this is when he said, I went up and down alleys with the kosh, which is, I guess a kosh is some sort of a billy club or a crowbar, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. So imagine if he's walking up, imagine Liam Neeson walking up and down. Now, please do me a favor, guys. I need you guys, if you're not driving, hopefully you're not driving or operating on any machinery that's dangerous. If you're in your bedroom or if you're on your couch, do me a favor, okay? Now, take a deep breath in, deep breath out, deep breath in, deep breath out. Now, use your imagination for me, will you? Because my eyes are closed now, too. If you're not in Kansas City, imagine this being a hood somewhere where you live. If you are in Kansas City and you live in KC and you're familiar with the area, imagine Liam Neeson power walking with a crowbar. Up and down Prospect, muttering under his breath, talking about, I want to get these black bastards. I swear to God, I'm going to get them. And then somebody walks up on him. Hey, man, you know where I could find it? And he just lashes out, black bastard. Starts going off on him. Oh, man. It's funny. This is funny, man. It's hilarious. You know, and Liam Neeson, how old is Liam Neeson now, man? Liam Neeson's got to be like, what? Like, oh, man, he's probably like in his 70s now, I think. He's getting up there in age, man. So it happened 40 years ago. Look, it's just to suppress his true feelings. Now, here's the thing. I think it's great that we now know Liam Neeson's true colors, and I think it is going to affect his box office ratings, but let's just be honest here for a moment. Brothers and sisters ain't checking for Liam Neeson in the theaters. Like, they're not. How I know that, look, I'm ashamed to say it. I've seen all the Taken movies, and I ain't seen no other black people in there. So none of them. They're not checking for Liam Neeson at all. So, yeah, man, he's not very popular amongst the black community. I mean, and it's not because they don't like him. Well, now they don't like him, but it's just because they don't check for Liam Neeson. So then I found another article, and you have Michelle Rodriguez, the actress from the – she's best known for her role in the movie SWAT with Colin Farrell, and she's also world-renowned actress from the Fast and the Furious franchise. She says here – and this is from the VanityFair.com – says here that Liam Neeson can't be racist because of how he kisses, says Michelle Rodriguez. Dude, have you watched Widows? He tongues his tongue so far down Viola Davis's throat. Ugh. Whatever. Let's see here. So they already talked about how he admitted all the stuff he did. Neeson has laid low, canceling planned appearance on the late show with Stephen Colbert. He's up there. So you don't like black people? I never said that. I just said, let me go back real quick. Imagine if like Liam Neeson walks up on a black guy and he was like, and he gives him that whole monologue from the movie Taken. He's like, What a reckless character that guy from that he was in Taken. Everybody, everything gets taken from him. Everything gets taken from him. Oh, I think his name, his character was Brian Mills. So imagine he's calling somebody's house, right? He's just like, I don't have any money, but what I have are a particular set of skills. Skills that I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you rape her again, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will hit you with the cosh. Just pulled that monologue up because I have no life. Anyway, so Michelle Rodriguez said, it's all fucking bullshit. Liam Neeson's not racist, said Rodriguez at the Amfar Gala in New York on Wednesday night. Dude, have you watched Widows? His tongue's so far down Viola Davis's throat, you can't ever call him racist, ever. Racists don't make it out. Don't make out with the race that they hate. Especially, yes, they do. Of course, they do. When it comes to making money, they put that shit aside, man. I don't care how good of an actor you are. It's all bullshit. Ignore it. He's not racist. He's a loving man. It's all lies. How would you know that, Michelle Rodriguez? How the hell would you know that? Let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I'm coming. What'd she say? I read the script, action, blah, blah, blah. When I read the script, yeah, blah, blah. And she ain't talking about nothing. Yeah, she ain't talking about nothing else. But, yeah, Liam Neeson, look, I don't care if Liam Neeson is racist. Like I said, because I don't focus on people who don't like me for the color of my skin. I don't focus on, you know, and they talk about people on the left like to use the word bigotry, and they want to figure out why. They want to force like. On black people. I don't care, man. I could care less if you don't like me. And I don't care what color you are. You know what I'm saying? If you're a black dude, you don't like me, cool. Black chick, you don't like me, cool. White guy, you don't like me, cool. White chick, you don't like me, cool. Don't care. Chinese guy, don't care. I don't care. And we got to focus on that. We got other things that we got to worry about. At least I do. And the fact that Robin Roberts said that you've pained, you've hurt, you've caused so much pain. And pain to who? To you? You were hurt that Liam Neeson made out with a black chick? Made out with a black chick, didn't make out with you? Come on, Robin. And I love Robin Roberts, man. I really do, dude. But come on, man. Don't pander to this dude. He's nothing. He's not nothing to me, at least. Let's see. Justin, she quit the Fast and Furious franchise due to its unfair treatment from the female characters. What? The truth is, Rodriguez hasn't made a decision. Oh, this is for something totally different. What? I don't know if I'm coming back. I read the script first once. I read the scripts. Like, what more? Like, no, okay. No offense. Nobody, this is on another tangent. Nobody watches the Fast and the Furious movies for the chicks. I'm sorry. I guarantee you. And it's coming. Because you see Hollywood now, they're starting to make reenactments of all these movies with all female roles. What's going to happen? They're going to make a Fast and the Furious movie with all women. And it is going to flop. Watch. And Michelle Rodriguez is she's a great actress, but or not, let me take that back. She's all right. She's like a solid B list actress. I still think she's pretty cute, but man. But yeah, that's pretty much it on that. So Liam Neeson's a racist, huh? Quote unquote racist. And I could care less. And this is why it's hard for brothers to stay faithful in this world, because it's pretty apparent at this point that even when you try to remain faithful, sometimes these chicks just don't care. And this comes from a story from, looks like the website's called Me Meow. It's meaww.com, meow.com. Pretty interesting. The article reads, New York man says he was fired from Christie's International for refusing to cheat on his wife with his superior. Now, didn't I just say, guys, that women have certain exceptions? Because it comes to a point when you're appealing to a woman, or whether it depends on the level of interest a woman has in you. If you're a good-looking dude, clearly it doesn't matter if you have a wife, you have a girlfriend, a significant other, doesn't matter. They want you, doesn't matter. But when you're like a normal dude, okay, then they kind of make a big deal like, oh, you know what? They want to make excuses. No, you got a girlfriend, but let Brad Pitt walk up to a chick down at Ale House and go, hey, you look, I got a wife at home. You know, I was with Angelina, but I got a wife. Come back home with me. And without question, I think women really don't care about that, just depending on the dude. Anyways, let's get to the article. It says here, a New York man who allegedly refused his manager's demands to cheat on his wife has claimed he was fired from Christie International Real Estate for the same per court records. The New York company, as well as its business operations manager, Serene Adaman, 29, are facing a lawsuit from Regis Romilia, 46, claiming that Adaman would exploit her position and power and sexually harass him to put pressure on him, Daily Mail reports. Where's the Me Too movement at a time like this, huh? Where are they at? They spend all this time talking about chicks who are harassed on their job, but the minute it happens to a man, oh, they want to turn a blind eye to it. That's interesting. It says here that Romilia reported Adaman to Kathleen Como, her boss, who took no action. Gee, I wonder, this is making the Me Too movement look really bad. Per the discrimination and sexual harassment lawsuit, the complaint filed, the Manhattan Supreme Court stated that Romilia eventually was fired on December 10th, just 4 months after joining the firm in August, deflecting Adaman's sexual advances from the first day. So this dude wasn't even on the job. He wasn't even on the job long enough. I bet she walked up and said, she probably seen him walk through the door, and he's like, she's like, look at this guy. This is the guy, right? This is him. Okay, let me walk. This is Regis. Hi, Regis. Hi, how's it going? My name's Serene. Oh, you look really lovely. And he's probably like, oh yeah, thank you. Oh, is that a wedding ring you have on your hand? What is that? Yeah, I've been married for the past 15 years. Me and my wife, we finally got together, you know. We got together, but we were high school sweethearts, and a couple years later we decided that we were going to give it a go. Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. See, in the background, I have stuff going on in the background. But that's okay. Completely ruined my reenactment of what I thought happened. Let's see here. The lawsuit states that Romilia was fired for social interactions that were out of line for Christie's culture. Okay, so it's out of the culture to just sexually harass people, right? So because he was doing the opposite of what a man would get, you know what? Let this have been reversed. Let this have been a dude that hired a chick that he's 29 and she's 46 years old and married. And next thing you know, she ends up getting sexually harassed by him. Like, imagine if that would have happened. Imagine if that would have happened. Oh, they'd have nothing to say about it. Or no, sorry, they'd have a lot. They'd have a lot more to say. He's abusing his power. I'm willing to bet. I wonder. Here's the thing: if she hasn't been fired yet, I'm going to imagine that she'll get another job elsewhere. Jesus, who is sending me all this stuff? Ruining my. Oh, dude, he's sending me. Oh man, shout out to Chris Love. Chris is sending me his. Guys, he's sending me all of his tracks that he's got. So, bear with me. Just ignore the backgrounds. I did request all this. In a conversation with the New York Post, Adam Michael Levy, an attorney of Romilia, said Christie's had a lot to answer for in connection with the way the organization is ran, in which my client was treated and ultimately terminated. So he was terminated because he didn't want his nuts grabbed or whatever she was trying to do. According to the lawsuit, Romilia had told that Adaman had told, I can't even say her last name, Adamian? Yeah, that's her name. Had told Adamian that he was married and not interested in any other woman. Nonetheless, she would try to hug and kiss him. Oh, this is disgusting. He also states that Adamian continuously asked him out for dinner and drinks. So what is it, man? Like, and again, she opposite of this guy. What's that fool's name? Christopher Cleary, opposite of him. See, I'm willing to bet that she has guys that are trying to fancy her, but because that they're not her type, she just puts them off to the side. Like, well, that I can't say similar to that because it's totally different circumstances. But she just puts them off to the side and she hones in on this one guy. And she thinks that not only, and she's not that cute, like she really isn't. I mean, but she thinks that because she's in a higher authority, he has to kowtow to her. That's just it. She believes that she's entitled. That's what society has done to these most of these women, is that they've made them entitled. So now they think that she thinks that because this guy's been married and has an established relationship with a woman that he's known much longer than her, she thinks that she can just come in and play that role of homewrecker, and it didn't work. Let's see here. Dinner, drinks, and stared at him for all hours of the day. Found excuses to touch him and got inappropriately close to him. Wow. This chick really wanted the D. What's more, Adamian allegedly forced Romelia to pinky swear with her just so she could touch his hand. She apparently told him he should have a girlfriend on the side. Dude. Dude, you see what I mean, man? Do you see what I mean? Like, do you understand? Women don't care about being side chicks, man. They really don't care about being side chicks, depending on the type of dude that you are. If you're appealing to them, they don't care. They don't. They don't care. Which is why I'm not even going to get into that. They don't care. She said she apparently also told him he should have a girlfriend on the side. This dude said, bitch, leave me alone. She's like, no, listen. Have you ever thought about having a side girlfriend? He's probably like, no, bitch, I don't want you. The victim soon reported Adamian's actions to Como, an executive director and broker at CIRE, who reportedly agreed her actions were not appropriate, that Romelia had alleged the suit was that he was discriminated against based on his gender, marital status, family status, sexual preference, and other civility protected classifications. Again, Me Too movement. Where are you at? Where are you at? The 46-year-old claimed that CIRE lacks a anti-sexual harassment policy, that the firm has penalized him for the failure to participate in extramarital sexual behavior? What? So let me get this straight. Because he didn't want to participate in extramarital sexual behavior, which apparently it's the code of conduct working to see it for CIRE, because he didn't want to do that, because he did the right thing, right? I can't even say it's the right thing. Like, because as a married man, it says in the Bible, you can have multiple women. You can have multiple wives. You can have concubines, mistresses. But I think like mistresses, like that's an idea of a woman who's hidden, right? But you can have a concubine. So but they say that the more women that you deal with, the more headaches you're going to get. So he didn't want to deal with this other headache. So now, like, this is crazy. Oh, sorry. Let me back up. This is crazy, man. According to the Real Deal, a New York real estate news site, Romelia is owed $46,000 in commissions from CIRE, pro-cursor listings at least $49 million, and closing sales over $2.8 million in his short tenure. Damn, he was making some bread, too. All he wanted to do was make some bread, bro. That's all he wanted, but this chick didn't want to leave him alone. I'm still stuck on... he was penalized. So like, I wonder how that meeting went. If they had a meeting or something, and they're just like, yeah. So Chris, we're gonna have to dock you some points. He's like, or not Chris, what's his name? Regis, we're gonna have to dock you some points. He's like, why? What did I do? Well, we were having an outing, and there's a lot of drinking, a lot of nut busting, and you weren't there, so we're gonna have to not mark you down. Oh, man. She would try to hug him and kiss him. Also states that Adamian would ask him out for dinner and drinks, stared at him all hours of the day, found excuses to touch him, and got inappropriately close to him. What's more, I'm just rereading this because this is the funnier part. What's more, Adamian agreed allegedly forced, sorry, Adamania allegedly forced Romelia to pinky swear with her just so she could touch his hand. And apparently she also told him he should have a side girl, a girlfriend on the side. Wow. Women don't give a shit about, they don't care about being side chicks. I actually know a girl who's a side chick right now, or who wouldn't mind being a side chick. I ain't gonna say her name, but she doesn't mind it. She's not minded at all. I know a couple chicks that are willing to be side, that are side chicks, and they know about it, man. They don't care. She's just like, I just want some of that D. That's all she's thinking. But yeah, this is crazy. To get fired for doing the right thing by societal standards and by the quote-unquote Bible, not the quote-unquote Bible, but just like the belief that a man should only have one woman, that's a lie. But he's doing it right, though, man. And clearly, I'm looking at his here's the photos. Like, his wife, matter of fact, that's not his wife. And to be honest, the guy kind of looks like Jerry. What's that guy's name from Kangaroo Jack, man? Not Jerry Maguire. What's that guy's name, man? See, now I got to Google search this fool. What's that guy's name? Yeah, the guy looks like, he literally looks like Jerry O'Connell. Like, he literally looks like Jerry O'Connell, like an older, well, Jerry O'Connell's about the same age as him, but he looks like Jerry, like a bigger Jerry O'Connell. And then you got the chick on the side right here who's, there's just something about girls with gaps. It's not all women can pull off gaps. I'm not attacking women who have gaps, so don't. She just looks like that annoying woman with a gap, you know. And again, if you have a gap, you're not annoying. I'm just talking about this woman. If you Google her, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Oh, man. And a New York man allegedly refused a manager's demands. You're going to cheat on, listen, you're going to bust a nut in. Listen, you're going to blow my back out. Cheat on your wife or you're fired. What kind of shit is that? Oh, man. The chick just looks annoying. And to be honest, this guy looks like a model. Says here, Romelia Pictured has sued the International Real Estate, this Christie's International Real Estate, and Serene Adamian alleging discrimination and sexual harassment. I bet she didn't see that coming. And that makes me wonder, she clearly doesn't have anything going on outside of her job. Clearly has nothing going on. And she harassed him from the first day. Wow. Lucky guy. See, this is what happens. See, when you're a wanted man, you got to go through this, man. That's hashtag he too. Hashtag he too. But again, fellas, I'm telling you, women, most women don't care. Depending on who you are. If you're Drake, let Drake. Do you really think like a woman's going to tell Drake? And I'm only using Drake as an example because he's a standard of perfection in some females' minds, or any, you know, any woman who has a crush on some guy, look, man, he could coerce her into a threesome. It don't matter, man. Does not matter. If she's into you, you can do no wrong. I'm married. I don't care. Oh, that's it for that story.